AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Melissa is headed toward Cuba. It has weakened to a Category 2 storm after hitting Jamaica as a powerful Category 5. At least one death has been reported in Jamaica. A government official says a tree fell on a baby. Help is on the way for hurricane victims. Ed Rain is with the group Food for the Poor in Florida.
We're going to get through and pack the remaining goods that we've got that will be in a form of a kit. So it's the hygiene items, it's the things that, frankly, just people need is an immediate response to a sort of an emergency, especially a water one.
Melissa is forecast to continue weakening as it crosses Cuba. On Air Force One, President Trump talked about the possibility of a third term.
I have my highest poll numbers that I've ever had. And, you know, based on what I read, I guess I'm not allowed to run.
The president has been speaking with House Speaker Mike Johnson. It would take a change in the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution. Johnson told him changing that would be a lengthy process.
I have the best numbers for any president in many years, any president. And I would say that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad.
The president has repeatedly mentioned the idea of staying in power. Israel's military says the ceasefire is back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight across the Palestinian territory. Government spokesperson Shash Bedrosian says Hamas violated the ceasefire when it handed over body parts that were partial remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war.
As we uphold our side, the Americans and President Trump continue to be cheated by Hamas.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes earlier killed 104 people, including 46 children. The WHO says more than 460 people were reportedly killed at a hospital in Darfur City, taken by Sudanese paramilitary forces. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.6%. All three indexes are coming off all-time highs. Caterpillar helped lead the market after reporting encouraging profits for its most recent quarter. The bond market was also relatively still ahead of the Federal Reserve's afternoon announcement. It is expected to cut interest rates. Wall Street's focus will be on whether the central bank gives any hints about whether there will be more cuts this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
NVIDIA has become the first $5 trillion company just 3 months after the Silicon Valley chipmaker was the first to break through the $4 trillion barrier. But there are concerns of a possible AI bubble. The growing risk tech stocks pumped up by the AI boom could burst. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.